Okay, so now that we're done with our travels through the language of Beis HaBaal and Beis HaShlachin or Beis HaShlahin or Shilhin or whatever you want to call it, the main halachic component of the first Mishnah is really twofold. You have the halachos of what you're allowed to do b'moed and b'shvias. And the first major sugya that really starts even before this in some of the poskim, as we mentioned, is that we need to figure out what is the status of Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Because it seems that there is some reason why I can't, why I shouldn't be able to water my field on Chol HaMoed, as the entire introduction to the Mishnah, really. I'm allowed to water a Beis HaShlachin, and then again, the Gemara goes back and forth, Mayan Shiatza B'tchila, and the Mishnah again, the Mishnah, the Gemara, Beis HaShlachin, Beis HaBaal, but what exactly is the reason why I cannot water anything? To begin with, why I would think that I could not water a field on Chol HaMoed. And the truth is, really, that's discussed first in, again, what we have here on the page in the place of Rashi and what we have in Tosfos. Let's take a look first just to go back over those Rashis and Tosfos in. Both of them, which you'll see, quote the same daf, which, by the way, also, if you have a Gemara with the Rif or the Rush, so there's a Rush in here, not so, I don't know if there's a Rif in here, but they have an entire section, okay? Literally, the first words in the Rush, Tanu Rabbanan. Entire huge chunk of Chagiga, all the way down, and then it says, Kiditnan Mashkin Beis HaShlachin B'moed. So it's got a whole introduction, all of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, meaning all of this Amud and Chagiga that we're going to see, is prerequisite reading to even really learning, according to the Rosh and the Rif, this Mishnah, Mashkin Beis HaShlachin. So therefore, it's definitely a first important sugya. So let's see, first of all, again, what the Mefarish here has to say and what Tosfos has to say. Let's take a look in Rashi. Mashkin Beis HaShlachin B'moed, so we're in Moed Katan. Again, if you have a Gemara Moed Katan, that is ideal. Psh. Okay, says the Mishnah, Mashkin Beis HaShlachin B'moed, says Rashi, Sadeh Shehi Omedes Bahar, so we talked about this the last couple of times, if you have a field which is on top of a mountain, Vitzarech LaHashkosa Tamid, and you constantly need to water it. Mashkin osa afilu b'chulo shemod, you can even water on Chol HaMoed, lefi shehu lo hefsid gadol amino mashka osa. Because there will be a great loss. And again, we discussed hefsid gadol, we discussed omedes bahar, what makes it a beis hashlachin. This is all already past discussions. Amino mashka osa, if you don't water it, there's going to be a massive problem. V'davar shel hefsid, and a matter of loss, he tiru chachamim litroch bo b'chulo shemod. And says Rashi, there is a heter of the chachamim, okay, so we're already starting with our first hints. There's a heter of the chachamim in the case where there will be an actual loss, and we very briefly touched on this in the past couple of weeks, loss as opposed to not making as much money, meaning there has to be some damage, presumably, to the field or orchard or tree or whatever it is that we're talking about, that there's actually some loss there. But im ino mashka osa, again, davar shel hefsed itiru chachamim litroch b'chulo shemoed. The chachamim allowed one to deal with, to do tircha with, which actually we'll talk about tircha a little bit more later, because extensive tircha we can't do, but litroch b'chulo shemoed, kimosha anu motzin b'meseches chagiga, as we find in Meseches Chagiga. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chagiga that will emirsa Hashem see, says the Gemara in Chagiga, quotes the pasuk, tichsiv, sheish yes yamim tochal matzos, 6 days you eat matzah, uvayom hashvi atzeres l'Hashem elokecha, and on the seventh day there is an atzeres for Hashem, ma shvi'i atzur ba'asiyas melacha, says the Gemara, what do we learn from this pasuk? Just as the seventh day is atzur, is a pause, in what way? Ba'asiyas melacha, it's asur b'melacha, we don't do melacha on shvi'i shel Pesach, so too, af shisha atzurim ba'asiyas melacha, so too, the six previous days, they're compared, and we don't do melacha on any of the six previous days of Pesach. Says the Gemara, if so, mashvi atzur b'chol malacha. If so, that this is a true limud, that we're saying that the seventh day has the same status as days 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If so, then we should say mashvi atzur b'chol malacha, just as on the shvi you can't do any malacha at all, other than malachas ochal nefesh. Those who are here for Beitzah will be very familiar with that. Af shisha atzur b'chol malacha. So you would think that all 6 days have a total iser malacha. There's no malacha at all allowed. Talmud lomar hashvi'i. That comes the pasuk to tell us, hashevi'i. Uvayom hashevi'i, why do you say hashevi'i? Shevi'i atzur bechol melacha, vein shisha atzurin bechol melacha. Okay? The seventh day is atzur from all prohibited work. Again, other than what's mutar on Yontif, ochal nefesh related. and similar. So it goes ve'ein shisha atzer in b'chol malacha, but all six are not asr b'chol malacha. And then the Gemara says something very interesting. Halo masran hakasuv ela lachachamim. And this is a phrase that we'll hopefully go into a little bit more detail in the coming weeks, but we're going to see it in the Gemara in Chagiga. Halo masran hakasuv ela lachachamim. What does that mean? What does halo masran hakasuv mean?
It was only in the hands of the rabbis to interpret what it meant.
So there's already, I think there's already an interpretation in that line, really, a little bit. The literal translation, ha lo masran.
Are they not given over to the Chachamim?
Correct.
But they are.
Correct, meaning ha lo masran akasuv, they were not offered. Ela la chacham, meaning the only person that this was given over to, or the only group of people.
Were they not offered? Hello.
No.
Hey.
Ha lo masran, ela la chachamim. This was not offered only to the Chachamim. That's the way it works in Hebrew. Halamasran ala Chachamim. That again, this is a Gemara we're going to explore, but ultimately what it means is these parameters were given over to the rabbis. And I think already people, just like I am when I saw that line, are a little bit, so where does this go? And again, we'll deal with it when we get to Chagiga. Let's just finish the Rashi now, right? Halamasran akasav ala Chachamim lomar lacha, to tell you, that the Chachamim tell you what? Ezo malacha asura b'chulo shel moed, ve'ezo muteres. The Chachamim can decide which one is Aser and which one is Mutter. Okay? Umalacha sheyesh bahefsid. Yeah, we're gonna discuss it. Where's Hashem? Umalacha sheyesh bahefsid. Im eino ose osa. Band, where there is a malacha. In which there is a loss if you do not do it. Kigon, for example, says Rashi. Our Mishnah, lahashkos beit hashlachin. Hitiru Chachamim. The Chachamim allowed it. If you looked at this Rashi, okay, let's take a poll over here. Apologies for the people listening on the recording. You won't get to see the poll live. Maybe we could add a video component in the future. But do you think Rashi says Malachas Chalamoid is Deoraisa or Derabanan? Raise your hand if you think Rashi holds Deoraisa. Not bad. Apparently it's only people in my sight of vision. I must have been saying something. And I presume the rest of you think it's Derabanan, or is that there going to be that one guy who's like, well, I think it's this and this and this. Hybrid, Deoraisa, Derabanan, right? So what parts of Rashi make you think that it's Deoraisa?
He brings a pasuk.
Number one is a pasuk, okay? Pasuk is usually a decent indication that it could be Deoraisa, with the exception of... Okay, it's possible that it's an asmachta. I actually thought for this year, a couple of years ago...
Looks like asmachta to me, quite frankly.
Okay, and we'll see in the Gemara if there's further indication of that. An asmachta for those... Yeah.
This term halo masran, I think, sounds like a Deoraisa.
Okay, so it's masran hakasuv ela lachachamim. I think, again, that phrase does indicate that the Torah is maybe allowing the chachamim to legislate, which is that any different than any other mitzvah? Is this saying that this is like every other mitzvah, or is there a specific term, something about malach tchol hamoed, the Torah is handing over to the rabbis? So maybe it may be legislated by the rabbis, but have Torah power. Again, and the nafkaminas that will come along with that, ultimately. Very fascinating. I'll just tell you, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but a couple of years ago, I gave a shiur at Clanton Park on Rosh Hashanah about asmachtas, because there are a few asmachtas that have to do with Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Malchus Achronos Shofros might be considered an asmachta that we say we have psukim. Again, that seem to indicate that you should say them, or otherwise. But many different asmachtas. But it's fascinating. There are a number of different views on what exactly is the purpose of an asmachta, ranging from a memory aid, right? When things were passed down orally, it's great that we have this written, but when things were passed down orally and you wanted to remember an Isra Derabanan, and how did you remember it? You had a cute chassidish avort, right? Of play on words from the Torah, from Nevi'im or Ksuvim. That's one interpretation, many different interpretations. There's one, however, fascinating idea that without stating it too strongly, and I apologize if I do, you can ask me for the sources afterwards, or maybe we'll do this next week. But there's a source that a number of Rishonim seem to say that basically the idea of an asmachta is to trick people into thinking that a derabanan is a deoraisa. I'm overstating it a little bit for emphasis, a little bit for the case, but it brings a philosophical question of if something is a derabanan with an asmachta, does that mean we shouldn't say safek derabanan lekula on it? Which is a separate question, a separate sugya, but maybe we can go into that next week if there is interest. We can revive some of those old shitos. You can see it inside where I'm getting this wild idea from. But again, there are certain things in this Rashi that make it sound like Rashi is saying it. Rashi is saying it that it is deoraisa.
Except the last line of it, where it says the hitiru chachamim.
Very good. So
which means it has to be drabanan.
So what does hitiru chachamim mean, and where are chachamim allowed to make a heter? Okay, meaning where is, and ultimately the whole study that we're going to be doing the next few weeks is what exactly is supposed to be deraisa and what exactly is supposed to be derabanan. Meaning, obviously, not everything that relates to Chol HaMoed is deraisa, and obviously not everything that relates to Chol HaMoed is derabanan. The question is exactly what? Baruch Hashem, the pizza's back. It's he's at a different table over there. You have to kick one of them off the table. Or make a hecker. Does a hat serve as a hecker? But if it's already there before, obviously, presumably not. Exactly. Okay. Okay. But ultimately, you have the other point, is usually where you like to look for these things, is are the Chachamim making a heter, or are the Chachamim making it aser? If you look in Rashi, right, Rashi makes even more problems with this. He says, Lo masr kasav al Chachamim, lo mer lecha, eizo malacha asura b'chul al shamoed, ve'eizo muteres. Meaning, you can go the opposite way. It's true that Rashi says the Chachamim were matir this, which sounds like derabanan. But again, maybe the words that they told you which one was aser and which one was mutter, that does seem to be an indication that it's more of a derabanan dikatin. But this is Rashi over here. We'll see Rashi also in Chagiga. Again, we know that this is not really Rashi. Let's take a look briefly at Tosfos.
Starting with the premise that everything is usher.
I don't know.
Because we know that there's a heter in the Mishkan.
So why does Rashi then say,
correct. Correct.
Correct.
Correct. And that's something that I was trying to bring out a little bit. Let's see. Tosos is very similar, so I'm going to go quickly. And then we're going to see another quick sugya in Mod Katan, and then hopefully jump to Chagiga. Says Tosos, Mashkin Beis Ashlachin, Sadashin Amistapekis Pemegishaman. Again, we've discussed Beis Ashlachin to death already. Vitzarach Lashkos, Atamid Vimin, Mashkinos, Atadin, Efsedes, Vehilkach, Mashkinos, Vechulosh Moed. This is why the rabbi is allowed. As we say in Perakein Dorshin, again, Chagiga Yilches. Have you heard these words before? Tanya Yilch Sheshit Yamin Tocha Matzav Yamash V'yatzur Yisrael Lokecha Mash V'yatzur Af Shisha Atzurim Imash V'yatzur Mosal Chomalacha Af Kol Shisha Atzur Mikomalacha Tamar Lamer Hashvi'i Hey Yisera Hashvi'i Atzur Mikomalacha Veina Hashisha Atzur Mikomalacha Halomaster Nukasav Alacham Lamedcha Eze Yom Atzur Ve'eze Yom Mutter. Okay, again, we don't have a clear idea of exactly from the Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying Doraiser Durabanan. We have slight changes in the gear, so we talk about is it Yom Muteres ve is it Yom Asura, which is a very interesting idea, which sounds a lot like something we mentioned before. I forget who said it, but someone made the comment of the rabbis determine how we darshan these psukim. But maybe it's not, actually. Meaning, the fact that we're saying that the rabbis decide which day is mutter and which day is aser certainly doesn't sound like an iser derabanan. It sounds like more like they're determining, based on what the Torah says, which days. So again, it's not clear exactly what Tosfos is saying, I think, from this Tosfos at all. Now, let's see something very, very fascinating. Jump in your Gemaras, in Mod Katan, to Yud Aleph Amud Beis. This is actually the first Mishnah of the second Perek. Okay, if Perek Rishon ends on the previous Amud Yalach on Aleph right at the bottom. And there's a very interesting Gemara. I'm not going to go into the details of the Gemara because we have too much to cover with Chagiga. But let's take a look very fascinatingly at the first line of Gemara, really. The Gemara asks, Pasach ba'avel v'siyem b'moed, that the Mishnah seems to change and talk about Avel at the beginning. That again, something happened, a certain person became an Avel. And then siyem b'moed. That it talks about Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara says, okay, Rav Ashi Amar, jump down two more lines, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi's answer, why does it start with Evel and Siyem B'moed? Rav Ashi Amar, Lo Mibaya Ka Amar, that the Mishnah is using a technique, which we've seen in many other places, called Lo Mibaya, where basically you don't even need to say this, Lo Mibaya Bime Evlo, it's not need to be said, Bimei Evlo, Dimi Durabanan, who, where there's an Isser Durabanan to do this action, Visharian is permitted, Ela Filu Bimoed, Di Isser Malacha Midi Oraisa, Bimakam Seda Shaur Rabanan. Says the Gemara, what is Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed? Doraisa. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says it. End of discussion. We should close our Gemaras, go home, share's over early. Great, everyone will be happy before Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara, take a look in Tosfos. Tosfos, very fascinating Tosfos, okay? And you'll see the problem in Tosfos, a brief problem that we'll resolve fairly quickly, which is that the Tosfos on this Masechta, as we've noted, are slightly different and clearly not exactly all from the same Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Afilu Chol HaMoed Asur Melacha Mida Oraisa, says Tosfos three words, Perek Kama Pirashti. I explained this in the first Perek. First of all, what is Tosfos' problem? if Tosfos holds that Yisr Malachan Cholamot is Midoraisa, Tosfos shouldn't be bothering to say anything. Tosfos should say, Umikan Muchach, like I told you already. Okay? Pirashti sounds like what? Pirashti sounds like I've got to explain away this Gemara somehow. Sounds like there's something to explain. Okay? Now, if you look in Parakama, which is quoted Daf Beis Dibur HaMaskil Marashkin, we just read that. I don't see no Pirashti of this Gemara over there. And in fact, if you look at the Maseiros HaShas, he says, Ein Tosfos Chagiga Yedches, and Tosfos Avodah Zarah, and everywhere else, that's not Parakama Pirashti. Okay, so maybe again it was Perek Kama somewhere else, even though it's Perek Sheni and Chagiga. The bottom line is, this Tosfos is lacking to us. But, anybody know what we do when we're missing a Tosfos? We want to find out what Tosfos used to say? A technique.
Versus Yoshin.
So if we have other Tosfos, we can look at that. Again, I didn't want to bring so many external sources. But we have right here in the Gemara, there's something called Piskei Tosfos. Piskei Tosfos are found usually in most Gemaras right at the end of the Masechta. And they are one-line summaries, usually of the Psakim, as it sounds like, of Tosfos. Take a look, if you look it over here, the very first Piskei Tosfos of Misha Hapach, if you have a normal, again, not normal, I'm not saying Steinsel's Gemaras are not normal, Chalila, but again, if you have Piskei Tosfos in the back of your Gemara, you can turn right after the Masechta, usually. Just turn one page right after the Kaddish here. Once you're finished Kaddish, you can move on to Piskei Tosfos. That's, I guess, your Chazara. What does Piskei Tosfos say? Lamin Ches. Anybody have it here, other than me? Turn the page. One more page. To the beginning of Perek Misha Hafach. You see it top there? You want to read those the five-word Piskei Tosfos, number Lamed Ches, the first one from Misha Hafach? Okay, Piskei Tosfos says, what was the sheet of Tosfos? Yisr Malachas Chol Hamoed Midrabanan. So at least we have Piskei Tosfos testifying that after all was said and done, and where's this Tosfos? This is in the Perakama Pirashti. Okay, so there may have been another, there certainly was another Tosfos of some version that the Piskei Tosfos is based off of, where Tosfos says this directly. Now, if you look in the Rosh on the next side of the page, for those who again have the Talmud print, but otherwise, you see this massive, 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 massive quote. Okay, massive quote again in the Rosh, massive quote in the Rizp of all Chagiga Yud Ches Aman Aleph, almost the entire Amud.
Sorry, I'm just wondering. Is that direct quotes from Tosfot, or that's what?
No,
this is
what the author of Piskei Tosfot, which can differ. That's what he summarized in Tosfot. But a lot of them are extremely ancient. A lot of them are extremely ancient. You don't know that for a fact, but a lot of them are extremely ancient. Again, I think Piskei Tosfot might have even from the Rishonim, if I'm not mistaken, from the times of the Rishonim. So usually they're considered with significant accuracy to represent at least one view in Tosfos, but we'll see Tosfos over here also. We'll get to see what
Tosfos
thinks.
I think there are other sources there as well. I think Rabbeinu Tam holds that...
We'll see. No Rush over here. Maybe that'll be something we can see afterwards and say for Yashar. But ultimately, again, the Rush is this huge passage. Does not quote, Rashi and Tosfos only quoted one small piece. What piece did they quote? The Psukim from Shvi Shel Pesach, right? And then they quoted Halamaster Nakasav El Chachamim. Let's take a look at what the Rif and the Rosh quote, which is basically, turn to the Chagiga page now. Okay? We're going to skip again the first discussion to talk about Ksira. So, Omer and Asifa, can you do Asifa on... Basically, what is the name of... The Gemara is talking about basically the names of the Yamim Tovim. Do they indicate an action that was perhaps taking place on that Yantif? Or do they indicate the season? And as part of that discussion, the Gemara had basically said, if you write, Ezehu Chag Sheyesh Bo Asifa Havei Omer De Chag Asukos. Right? Chag Asukos is called Chag Asif. So it's about... the question is, again, if Chag HaKatzir has to have... Okay, Ktsira on it. Has to have Ktsira Asa'omer on it. We'll start from Amar Rabbi Yochanan, five lines... from the top. Everyone say Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Elameata says Rabbi Yochanan. Five lines from the top. Yud Ches Aman Aleph and Chagiga. If you want to open it up in your own Gemara. Everyone have copies? There's copies over here. If anybody needs back there. Gemara and Chagiga. You can also follow along in the Rif and the Rush if you'd like. Not from this very line, but from a few lines down. We'll already start overlapping with the Rif and the Rush. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Elameata. So Chaga Asif. Ezehu Chag Sheyesh Bo Asifa. Which Chag? If you're going to say that again, this Chag HaKatzir means there's a Katzir on it, Chag HaAsif would then mean, Ezeo Chag Sheyesh Bo Asifa, Ve'yomer is a Chag HaSukos. Then Chag HaAsif would be Chag HaSukos, because we're doing Asifa. Says Gemara, Emas, when would you gather? Ilema B'yom Tov. If you're going to say you gather on Yom Tov, Melacha B'yom Tov Mishari. If you're allowed to Melacha on Yom Tov, obviously not. Ella says Gemara, V'chulol Shel Moed. So fine, you're going to do Asifa on Chulol Shel Moed. Says Gemara, Chulol Shel Moed Mishari. Again, who says you could do Melacha? Who says you could do Asifa on Chulol Shel Moed? Ela chag haba bizman asifa. So it must be that what does chag asif mean? Not that you do asif on Sukkis, but rather it's a chag haba bizman asifa. Hachanami here too, chag haba bizman ktira. And that's what he says, chag katzir also means. Says the Gemara, and here, two lines later is where the Rif and the Rash pick up. Michlal, this implies, ditarvayu. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we're having this discussion over here. What do they hold? Ditarvayu, svirlehu, dechulo shomoid, aser ba'asiyas malacha. It implies that both of them agree that you can't do malacha on chol hamoed. Asks the Gemara, minahani mili. What's the source? You can't do malacha on chol hamoed. Pause. Jumps in, now we've got the Rif and the Rosh. This is their introduction to Maseches Moed Katan. Here we go. Detanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, let's start. Es Chag HaMatzos tishmor shivas yamim. You should guard Chag HaMatzos for 7 days. Limid al chulo shamoed shasir basiyas malacha. This teaches that chol hamoed is asir basiyas malacha. Why? Because it says, against the drasha, tishmor shivas yamim. Okay? Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. These are the words of Rabbi Yoshia. One Tana. Rabbi Yonasan Omer. Rabbi Yonasan says, Eino tzarech. You don't need a pasuk, it's a kal vachomer. Kal vachomer. Umar rishon u'shvish in kedusha lifnehen ulach arehen. Aser basi yas melacha. If the first and last days, which don't have any kedusha prior and after them, meaning the first day has no kedusha prior, and the last day has no kedusha after, aser basi yas melacha, it's aser basi yas melacha, chulo shomoed, sheyesh kedusha lifnehen ulach arehen, Eino din sheyeh aser basi yas melacha, but chol hamoed has before and after. For sure it should be aser basi yas melacha. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a kal vachomer. Sheshis mei bereshis yochichu. The 6 days of the week, really, and we'll prove this. Why? Sheyesh kedusha lifnehen ulachareyen umutaren basiyas malacha. There's Shabbos before, the Shabbos after, every week. No malacha the rest of your life. No, obviously that's not true. It's still mutter. Says the Gemara, well, fine. It's true that that's true about sheshis mei bereshis, but mala sheshis mei bereshis chained behind karban musaf. Says Igmar, well, you're forgetting a critical feature. It's not just that it has Kedusha before and afterwards, but you also bring a Korban Musaf on it. Tomar bechulo shomoed sheyesh bo Korban Musaf. Are you going to tell me that it's true also of Chol Hamoed? Chol Hamoed has a Korban Musaf. So we've got two things, really, says Igmar. Maybe now it's just shifting Korban Musaf. Says Igmar, Rosh Chodesh yochiach. But we've got Rosh Chodesh. Sheyesh bo Korban Musaf and Wilder Basiyas Malacha. Okay? That there you have a Korban Musaf and you still can do Basiyas Malacha. Mala Rosh Chodesh ain't Kori Mikra Kodesh. But Rosh Chodesh, says the Gemara, is not called Mikra Kodesh by the Psukim. See how we're already moving back suddenly to Psukim? Tomar Chulo Shemot Shekori Mikra Kodesh. You're going to tell me the same is true of Chol Hamoed, which is called Mikra Kodesh, or you call it Mikra Kodesh? Dinu Sheyeser Basiyas Malacha. And since it's called Mikra Kodesh, it's a Kal Vachomer that Chol Hamoed should be Aser Basiyas Malacha from Yantif. They're all called Mikra Kodesh. They all have Musaf. So since there's Kedusha before and after, in this instance, where it is also has a Korban Musaf, and it also is called Mikra Kodesh, it's Aser Basiyas Malacha. This is opinion, really, number two. Okay, we have Rabbi Yoshia, which is Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yamim, and we have Rabbi Yonasan, which is his Kal Vachomer. Tanya Idach. Let's continue. Another Braisa. Kol Malachas Avodalo Sasu Limin Achulo Shemoed Shaser Basiyas Malacha Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We have another Pasuk. Kol Malachas Avodalo Sasu. Somehow this Pasuk teaches us. Okay, again, we'll see in Rashi. We'll go through all the Rashis afterwards. Okay? Because again, Rashi says v'samech le'shivas yamim takrivu isha. That is right near 7 days. Kamalach zavadol lo sasu shivas yamim. That's the next pasuk. Okay, fine. Limna chuloshemot shasar basiyas malacha divrios yaglili. Rabbi Kiva omer eino tzarech. A parallel price, you don't need it. Harei omer eile moadei Hashem begomer b'ma akasuv midaber im barishona kreik v'namar shabbos. It says eile moadei Hashem. Okay, and again, there's two Eile Moed Hashems, but here he has Eile Moed Hashem, Yikrei Kodesh, Tirti Grosam Moadam. We've already said, Harei Kvar Nemar Shabbason. We've already said Shabbason. Im Bashvi, Harei Kvar Nemar Shabbason. Okay, Barishon again. Im Barishon, if you're going to tell me that what does it say, Eile Moed Hashem, Yikrei Kodesh, Tirti Grosam Moadam, what's that referring to? If it's referring to day one, we already said Shabbason. If it's referring to day seven, we already said Shabbason. Okay? So therefore, the pasuk must be teaching you about chulal shemoed. Lamen chashas rabasiyas malacha, which teaches you that again you can't do malacha on chol hamoed. It's a mikra kodesh. Tanya idach. Finally, proof number five. Sheshes yamim tochal matzus uvayom mashvi aseres lashem mashvi aser avshishu yamin atzurin imashvi aser b'chol malacha avshishu yamin atzurin b'chol malacha. Again, I'm reading this quickly because we've already read it twice today. Talmud Lomar Uvayom Hashvi Atzeres Hashvi Atzur Bechol Malacha Veinchisha Yamim Atzur and Bechol Malacha Halo Master Anakasuv El Lachachamim Lomelcha Eze Yom Aser Veeze Yom Mutter Eze Malacha Asura Veezo milacha muteres. So the Gemara has now just finished five different possible sources of why Chol HaMoed Aser Basiyas Melacha. It does not definitively say in any of them whether it's Deoraisa or Derabanan, but some have more of a Deoraisish feel, I would imagine, to you, and some of them seem to have a more Derabananish feel to some of you.
Accurate to say Rashi was quoting Rebbe Akiva in the fifth opinion?
Yes, that was my point. My point is, there's a certain omission of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos only quoted one tiny chunk. The Rif and the Rush quoted this massive thing. What may that hint to us?
What?
Why would you specifically choose the last Shita to quote? So one could be, they because found it the most compelling and they decided that's a psak. Okay, maybe, or you could say, oh, it's just by chance. They liked, it's a nice way to say it. Sometimes you see with Mefarshim, by the way, that they do give answers like this, that for the context, you know, it's easiest to understand this, even if that's not necessarily the halacha. You'll see that more about Perushim as opposed to Poskim. Definitely, but the Riff and the Rush quote the whole thing. Maybe they quoted the last one, or maybe, what does it say at the end of the last one? Halamasar nakasav halachachamim. Maybe they specifically wanted to bring that. And the other question is, does this apply to all of the cases, or does it only apply to the last one? Meaning, all of them have some element, again, some deoraisish possible or asmachta possible element, right? They all, at the end of the day, rely on either the words mikra kodesh, or again, one of these 7 days is aser b'malacha. There are psukim in all of them, really. And at the end, it just says, halamaser nakasav halacha chamim.
Except for the Kal V'Chomer one.
No, but the Kal V'Chomer ends up having to rely on Mikra Kodesh.
Okay, but right? All of the other ones equate Chol HaMoed to Yontif itself. It doesn't say Chol HaMoed has different malachas or different rules. Mm-hmm. It says it's the exact same. The same way that you hold the first and the last day, Chol HaMoed would be an equivalent. Plus, it doesn't give the Chachamim any power to mutter anything. It's only the last one that we bring into our Gemara that it's given to the Chachamim, and it says specifically that the Chol HaMoed is not the same. It has an Iser of Malacha, but not the same as the first and the seventh. The others don't exclude.
Yeah, and let's take a look with that in mind. To Rashi, we're going to go to Harei Lo Masar Nakas V'Alacham eventually. Let's just jump through the Rashis quickly.
Why are there so many opinions? I don't know.
So this gets to a deeper question of Torah Shebaal
Peh. I think what it looks like is they knew, like it's a halacha l'Moshe Messinai or something.
So very
that
good.
That there's
yeah.
this idea.
That's where I'm going.
It's a question if there's an asmachta on a pasuk, and then they're debating which pasuk could we attach it to.
Yes.
And
so
there's debate about that.
Correct. So we have two general approaches, which I was going to say. I forget what I was talking about. Maybe it was Milchik on Shavuos or something. One of these minhagim. And I was talking to someone who's a Talmud Chacham, and I said, oh, there's this reason, and this reason, and this reason, this reason. So generally, when there's a million reasons, it means none of them are too good. There's one that's really compelling, you don't get to all the other reasons. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say that about the Gemara and Drashos, but your point is well taken. It's something I was going to mention. And again, I'm happy to lend out the book. This has been hitting me over the head this week. Every time I've been teaching Torah in the last 7 days, Kimat, someone has asked me about what's the Mekor of Torah Shebaal Peh and Drashos of Derabanans. Are they something the Rabbanan knew and were trying to fit in some cases? Or was it always directly derived from this? Certainly, again, the language of the Gemara, Michlal de Tarvayu Sfira Lehu, and what's the source? And then we have a bunch of brises, again, that say these things. But, again, that could be very, very valid. But certainly, again, we do have all of these five sources.
Isn't it really, at the end of the day, if you want to elevate a Rabbanan to be equivalent to a derisa, you get a Nismachta. That's really what it comes down to.
No, we can elevate it.
There are bonans that are more chummer. There are bonans which are less chummer.
Yes, but it's not necessarily the asmachta that makes them so. I should clarify. And we can go over this in the Shir and Asmachtas if you want.
It's
not necessarily the asmachta that makes them more chummer. Yeah. I mean, there's a general question, right? Why isn't every... Again, this came up, I can tell you, at least four times this week. Someone asked it on the Grade 9 Shabbaton to our panel, okay? In my Hilchot Shabbat class, we were talking about deraisas and derabanans. And they were asking lots of questions. Why is the Doraisa different than a Derabanan? The Torah says Lo Sasur, which is a big, big discussion in all the Lamdish Sfarim. I remember Rabbi Englander gave a shir on it once from Chef Shmaitza when we were in high school. And again, we can look into this as well. And as I referenced earlier, Halomaser and Akasav al-Chachamim might be, again, an even greater, the Torah gives license to the Chachamim to determine the Torah law here. Again, that may be the case. It happened in my morning shir at Shari Shemaim, and it's happening here. So I need to learn more Torah Shabbat Peh theory. My grandfather gave me a book that I read once, but I got to do some chazara. Okay, let's just run through the Rashi's, and we'll spend a little bit of time on Haharei Lo Masar Nekasev Al-Lachamim, and then we'll jump to Tosvos, Tzichol Shemot Asar Batsiyas Malacha, where Tosvos will discuss their opinion, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam in particular. Okay, let's just run through, again, Rashi's. We'll start from Michlal de Tarvayu, the fourth line of Rashi. Okay, so we're going to run a little bit. I apologize. I didn't think this was a Bikiyas shir when we started. I thought it was an Ion shir. But sometimes you got to look at a lot of sources first to develop opinions about Rashi, Tosfos, etc. This is really Rashi, correct. It's important to note, Rashi and Aramasechta, for those who weren't here the first few weeks, is almost certainly not written by Rashi. We do have other manuscript versions that we can take a look at in various parts of Moed Katan that are supposedly Rashi or a closer version of Rashi, including, by the way, Rashi on the Rif. Interestingly, we can see Rashi on the Rif afterwards. It's something to look at. Okay. Michlal de Tarvayu, so again, v'chule, which again, it implies that both of them hold, there's an Isser, Malach and Chalamon, Mika'am, Rabbi Yochanan, Asif, V'chule, Shemon, Mishari, V'lo Mahadr, Le'Resh Lakish, in. Michlal de Tarvayu, Sfira Le Da'aser, Sfira Le Hu'aser, Esagamasu, Tishmar, Shev, Asyam, Limed, Achol, Shemon, Sh'aser, Batsi, Esmalacha, Darush, Be, Eschag, Hamatzos, Tishmar, V'chol, Tishmar, Asharas, Lo, Sasehu, Shomrehu, Min, Amalacha, that's what it means. You have to be guard yourselves from malacha. Sheshes yimei bereshis, yimei kol shavua v'shavua. Okay, didn't literally mean the sheshes yimei bereshis, from when Hashem created the world until the end of creation. Obviously, that's not what it was saying. It means sheshes yimei bereshis referred to the days of the week. Ben shtei shabbasos hin yoshvin harei kedusha lefnei malacharein. Rosh Chodesh yochiach afata al tis malchu lo shel moed. Because again, Rosh Chodesh has a musaf and still not. Kamalach zavadol asasu v'samach le'shivas yamim takrivu isha, which we read inside when we were reading it, that again, kamalach zavadol asasu, and then it says shivas yamim, so that sounds like you shouldn't do malacha for 7 days. Lima el chol shemoed, v'hachi darish bay. Lo sasu shivas yamim. Don't do malacha for 7 days. Uvechag hasukos ksiv, v'alei kaimach masnisa b'toras kohanim. And this is written about Sukkos, which again includes the 7 days of Sukkos, and that's what this drasha is in Torah's Kohanim, which is the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. Mikrai Kodesh, Mashma Kadshehu Basias Malacha. That's why Mikrai Kodesh helps. Atzur Mi Malacha, which is the last one. Tirsiv Vahai Kra Gufei, Lo Sase Malacha. There it literally says Lo Sase Malacha. Aser Sashem Lokecha, Lo Sase Malacha. So what does Atzur mean? Atzur means no Malacha. Now let's read this Rashi very carefully. Hahare Lo Masar Nakasav El Lachachamim. Klomar. Rashi says, this means to say. Me'achar She'amar Lacha Akasav Shehin Atzurin Mi Malacha. Since the Pasuk told you that these are Atzurin Mimalacha, velo bichulan, but not in all of them, velo pirish ezo hamuteres ve'ezo asura. Okay? It says they're Atzur Mimalacha, and it doesn't tell you which is mutter and which is asur. Da ure'e, from this, know and see, shalom masran el lechachamim hayod in lehavin al ezo lahatil haheter ve'al ezo lahatir ha'isur. Okay, from the fact that the pasuk leaves it ambiguous, says Rashi. So, it's like based on the fact that it's left ambiguous. So obviously, what's left for us to do? We got to leave it to the rabbis. When the pasuk was ambiguous, what did that ambiguity mean? So Rashi is following one line of thought, and let's continue reading Rashi. Right? Hayodim lahavin al ezol hatil heter ve'ezol lahatir eser vehein yomru ezehu yom tov al pikidush hareiya. Now Rashi says something very interesting. And they will tell you which day is Yantif, Alpi Hara'iya, Alpi Kiddush Hara'iya, V'Asr B'chol Malacha, V'Ezehu Chulol Shel Moed, She'eino Asr B'chol Malacha. Right, you thought Rashi was going in one direction, and then he suddenly makes a total turn. No idea what's going on. V'Chulol Shel Moed, Yagidu Lacha, Ezu Malacha Asura, Davar She'eino Aved, V'Ezu Malacha Muteres, Davar Ha'aved. Okay? So Rashi, we see really saying two things about what does it mean, Master Nakasav Lachachamim. Number one, what does Master Nakasav Lachachamim before the U-turn?
What day?
Okay, is that they decide an ambiguity in the Pasuk, which is Mashma more like what?
Malacha, which Malacha?
Which Malacha, but it's Masha Daraisa or Darabanan? Daraisa, right? They are determining, like they do in across all of Isurei Daraisa, how does the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk mean? And Rashi is saying that they're teaching you that these things are aser. Now, again, we could still be mechalik between malacha la malacha, exactly which cases are fine. Okay. But ultimately, okay, they're deciding which days are aser b'malacha, and that would be, if it would be in a case of iser malacha, it would be an iser malacha deoraisa. Then Rashi says, no, they're going to tell you, is this Yantif al Kiddush HaRa'iyah, right? It's famously we say, Mekadesh Yisrael, before all of these things, V'hazmanim, Mekadesh Yisrael, also again, V'yom HaZikaron. Why? Because these things are tali on Bezdin, because Bezdin are Mekadesh L'Chodesh, and they ultimately determine which days these take place on, which is not true, okay, of other things, of weekdays, right? We say Mekadesh HaShabbos, not Mekadesh Yisrael V'HaShabbos. Okay, and again, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rashei Chodeshim. Rashi says, again, because it's Bezdin determining this. This sounds very much like what? Like the rabbis don't actually determine. It could be that it sounds like Chol HaMoed is totally mutter, and the rabbis are going to determine which day is it Chol HaMoed and which day is it not Chol HaMoed. And that's what the rabbis are doing here, but Ein Hachanami Chol HaMoed might be mutter b'malacha. Again, it can't clearly be fully mutter b'malacha. Why not? Because the whole Gemara here is coming to tell us why there's an Isser Malacha. So again, that's maybe more mashma like they added on a midrabanan. But ultimately, you can still be mechalik like the end of Rashi, Ezo Malacha Asura, Ezo Malacha Muteres. I think this is very, very important. Again, what does Rashi say? Right? Ve'ezehu chulo shamot she'eno asur b'chol malacha. Meaning, ultimately, there's still enough ambiguity in the pasuk, lo sa'aseh milacha. It doesn't say lo sa'aseh kol malacha. Right? You do have another place. Kol malacha savoda lo sa'asu. Again, other than Beitza and all the heterim that come in with Ochel Nefesh, maybe there's still an ambiguity, lo sa'aseh milacha. Maybe there's enough ambiguity in that to say certain cases within Chol HaMoed, the Torah asserted. Certain cases, the were mutter, and the Rabbanan only asserted. So you still have enough ambiguity. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced just reading this Rashi 100% that he says it's Deoraisa, even though, again, that's what he sounds like at the beginning. I would probably lean more towards that, but I wouldn't be directly convinced for this Rashi. Maybe we'll see other Rashis in the future. The poskim do assume that Rashi, I believe, holds Deoraisa, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't all Dine de Rabbanan fall into two categories? Either gezeiras or takanas.
Yeah. So the all dinei derabanan
prevent you from violating a deraisa.
Yes.
And takanas to help society.
Yes. So
how could this be either one of those?
Very easily a gezeira. Very easily a gezeira. In a few ways. We talked about back in Beitza we had a shir when Rav Rabinovich passed away. Maybe when it was his yahrzeit. When he passed away, I think he was still having shir. When it was his yahrzeit, I went to go listen and say, who has Rav Rabinovich's Torah on YU Torah? So I type in Rav Rabinovich, and it was my shir, one of the Beitza shirim. So I went to listen to it. I re-looked it up. So we talked about in the shir, where he happened to be talking about something totally different, although he does mention this topic in his famous heter of magnetic key cards, which may or may not still apply nowadays, even according to him. But putting all that aside, we had a shir then where we talked in Tiferes Yisrael and elsewhere about what type of gzeros do Chazal make. And Chazal make a gzera. It's not always that this, right? There's different types of gzeros. There's a gzera where this action may lead to you transgressing an Isser D'Oraisa directly, meaning if I do sort of something that's part way or could easily lead me in this moment to doing it. Or there are ones that are similar, that are domeh, and may lead you to do it another time. I think it's not unreasonable to say that, let's say, Chol HaMoed, for a moment, let's assume for Chol HaMoed that Midoraisa was completely mutter. You have it's so around Yontif, I could totally see there being justification for saying, certain malacha, since it's so close to Yontif, and it's holy days, and it's between, that if you become regular to do these malachas on Chol HaMoed, you're going to come to do them on...
Then they should be gozer before Yontif also.
No, because it's not Kedush Shalfana Al-Achareha, and there's no Musaf, and there's no...
You could do a malacha 1 minute before Yontif, but...
Well, it depends on what Tosefis there is. Worried. No, between the two Yamim Tovim. Again, I'm just saying you could come up with the logic. Okay, Erev Pesach, Zasar Mechatzos. Yeah, maybe the whole day in many places, yeah. My point is, I think you can find, or if you say that there is a minor Isser Malacha Mida Oraisa, there's Isser on only a few things. Again, to increase that, again, obviously, is within the scope of, I think it's within the scope of Gzera.
How do you explain the word Bechol uses twice?
Where?
Asr Bechol Malacha.
Right.
Ve'ezahu Cholo Shamoishin Asr Bechol Malacha. Like,
yes.
Yontif is an usher in every malacha. Like Shabbos has more than Yontif.
Right. So again, we said kol malacha, with the exception of those that we specifically learned from a limud of Ochel Nefesh.
And then Chol HaMoed.
But that's a good diuk
in
Rashi.
In
very
malachas.
Good. So this is mashma. I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. I think she'en usher b'chol malacha means
some.
That there is some that midoraisa. Maybe that's where the poskim all get it from this Rashi. That it's usher in some malachas. Okay, meaning that maybe this Rashi is implying that it's Deoraisa. I hear that. It's a good diuk.
Well, if they're saying Lomar Lecha is a yom, Asur is a yom mutter,
uh-huh.
So that's talking about Kiddush Levana.
Very good. Kiddush HaChodesh, yes.
Why are we learning Kiddush HaChodesh out of that, not Kiddush HaChodesh from where we learn Kiddush HaChodesh in Parshas Chodesh?
I think what Rashi is doing, so let me clarify here. Why did I think Rashi is saying Deoraisa, and why do I even now more think saying Rashi is saying Deoraisa is because of you? Rashi has to explain the two things that the Gemara said. It says, "Eze yom aser veze yom muter, eze malach asura veze malach muteres." The first point in Rashi, which is really the second point, Kiddush HaChodesh is lo malach eze yom. There's no way, Rashi is not willing to say that, again, Chalamoed should have been muter and Chachamim made that yom aser. Rashi is not saying that. Rashi is saying the yom and yom is because of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what halo master and akasav al chachamim. For Rashi, halo master and akasav al chachamim is not a unique din over here. It's simply an implication that we see from the ambiguity involved. So how is there a hamaster and chachamim, which day to do and which malacha? Says Rashi, it's very simple. Which day? Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh, that determines you which day is aser malacha, which day is not. And by the way, you don't even need to contrast Chol HaMoed and Yontif. You could contrast Yontif and Chol, right? Ultimately, again, you make it one day earlier, one day later, there's going to be some day that's Chol involved. But what Rashi tells us is that, yes, Eze Yom Aster Veze Yom Mutter, in certain Malachos, meaning those that are Mutter on Chol HaMoed and those that are Aser on Yontif, so that's one, and that's Kiddush Kodesh Al Pi Ara'iyah. Then Rashi comes to explain, Ezo Malach Asura Veze Malacha Muteres, that's in the ambiguity of which Malacha is Aser, and that's on Chol HaMoed itself. Meaning, ultimately, there is, according to Rashi, an Isser Malacha de'oraisa on Chol HaMoed, as we see from the Diyuk and as we see, and Rashi is simply explaining that the U-turn in Rashi is that Hayodin Lahavin al Eze Lahati Lahatir Veze Lahati L'Isser is within Chol HaMoed, and Eze Yom is the Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, that's what I believe Rashi is doing here. Let's quickly see, and we don't have very much time, let's just quickly see Tosfos. Tosfos is going to argue very strongly and forcefully from various sugyas in Shas and explain away other sugyas in Shas. That malacha is derabanan. Let's see that. Chul shemod ba'aser v'asiyas malacha. L'chora mashman de malacha de mitzra bein midoraisa. Okay, it says, you read the Gemara, the Pashta says it's midoraisa. Why? Demapik lemi pasuk. Here's a pasuk, there's a pasuk. Kal vachomer, one of the Yud Gimel Midos, right? You don't even need the pasuk, right? Halama likras faro. Number two, v'chein v'perek beiz demod katan, which we saw, Tosfos says, look what I wrote elsewhere. Lo mi baye avel de midrabanan elafil chul shemod deoraisa. V'chein pirish hasam bekuntres, and that's what Rashi says there. Okay, you can see Rashi and Moed Katan. They didn't look at it too much. We'll get into Rashi again elsewhere next time. But again, Rashi seems to assume that Chol HaMoed is deoraisa. Now, the kashel Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is very bothered by this. Dimkein davar avid v'kamalachos to sharin and hasan hechi mishturu. Rabbeinu Tam has an issue with rabbanans being oker deoraisas. Okay, the rabbis don't have the ability to just determine that malacha deoraisa shouldn't apply. Could you imagine Chazal got up and said, on Shabbos, you know, I know the Torah said 39 malachos are aser. We're going to say three of them are okay. Or you know what? You know, it's like lahavdil, right? Various non-orthodox movements saying, it's a schlep to go to shul. So we're just going to cancel that, right? So says Rabbeinu Tam, that's what seems to be going on here. Davar ha'aved? No, it's, even though the Torah said you can't do malacha, not to worry. So Shofar and Shabbos is a very interesting idea. That's actually upholding Shabbos. Okay, that's upholding Shabbos.
It's tosses instead of low tosses.
Correct. The Rabbanan can say Sheval Tase, right? Not telling you can do malacha because of Davar Aved. Very, very different. And that's, again, to various other discussions we can have on about that. Various shiurim, actually, the one that I heard last week, and one that's been given, I think, on Shofar and Shabbos in Yerushalayim and the history of that. Everyone talks about this. Whatever. Let's finish up over here because unfortunately I know I have to go even though it's much too early. Says Rabbeinu Tam, right? V'chihechan matzinu iser doraisa miktaso aser miktaso mutter. And he says, and if you're going to tell me, well, the Torah was only not in the case of davar ha'aved, meaning that's the doraisa, which is the simplest answer to say it's built into the Torah. He says, well, we don't see an iser Torah that's half and half. Right, right? He says, just the way the Gemara speaks, you hear, it says, any time that you have a Mosaf and it's not Yantif, well, one second, what makes Yantif Yantif? It says your Malacha. Okay, if you owed, Dechayale Bahari Rosh Chodesh Dirabanan. Okay, it's included together with Rosh Chodesh Dirabanan. Okay, I'm reading it, be Yushalmi the Tainis. This is about Rosh Chodesh, right? Reish Yarcha is, again, the women have the custom not to do, and it's compared to Chol HaMoed, which is, again, this is in maybe a minog, maybe an Issur D'Rabbanan, whatever the case may be. You can take a look at the Bach over here, right? Bechulol Shol Moed. Ela Kedesha Yihu Ochlin V'Shosin V'Yu Yigeim Batar V'Im Pochazin V'Ochlin V'Shosin. Mashma Lishna Dirabananu, this is a famous Yerushalmi, everyone quotes the Yerushalmi. It says, why did they Aser Malacha on Chol HaMoed in order that people should, okay, you learn Torah? So what does that sound like? Clearly, Nisra Dirabanan. V'chein Berk Beis Demod Katan, in a different sogya, Gavei Ovach Leichavein Malachto B'Moed. You have, there's an Isra V'chav Malachto B'Moed. Vayu B'Gemara, Kivein V'meis Mahu, Sheikansu Banav Acharav. Let's say the guy was Mechavein Malachto B'Moed. What did I just discuss at school? Rav Moshe has a shaila that they asked him. I don't believe it's in Igros Moshe, but it's brought in the Chol HaMoed books. Are you allowed to go on summer vacation when your kids are off if that's going to force you to work on Chol HaMoed? Very fascinating question. We won't deal with that right now. But again, he says, do you knas the kids? So again, when it comes to, again, damaging the ozen of the Bechor, and then he dies, then yes, we can ask him afterwards. Hasam isura de oraisa, and that's an isra de oraisa to damage the bechor in this way. Mashdim lachem avod avod rabbanan. Umiyu yesh litcho says Tosfos. Okay, that's not such a strong raya. De mechavin malachto b'moed kai, because maybe that's just about mechavin malachto l'moed. Maybe that's not an isra de oraisa, but maybe doing it right. The hashda miha leka isura de oraisa came into davar ha'aved hu, because at the end of the day, now it's a davar ha'aved. So you didn't actually violate the deoraisa in that case. You just created a situation where you would be pater from it. Mikol makom mashma lefiha emes. He says at the end of the day, after all this stuff, it sounds like lefiha emes lo mitzah rak mi derabanan. V'chika amar hasem reish pirka lo mi baye avel derabanan al filu chol shema deoraisa. Kein deoraisa kamar, why? Lefi sheyesh lo smach mikra, or whatever you want to read in the Bach over here. Lefi sheyesh lo smach kidem mashma mehaidrasha. We will have to stop over here because I have to head out. But wishing you all a kesiva chasima tova. We'll continue with this Tosfos next time. Ultimately, again, we have to think of not just Rashi and Tosfos over here and in Moed Katan. All the other Rishonim, we'll get to the more nuanced versions of Yirsh Hashem in the new year. Wishing you all really a year of Hatzlacha, Bracha, health, and all good things for you and all of Klal Yisrael.